Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study every single day, 7 days a week, only about 13, 14 minutes, but it keeps us in God's Word, and that is crucial for the strength and strengthening of our faith. As we keep saying, faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. We encourage you to help people in your life grow in their faith, and undoubtedly you know some who need to do exactly that. Share these studies with them through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. Help them grow in their faith by getting them into God's Word every day through these studies. You may even help them get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and for you, so make that commitment and start sharing today. We're coming toward the end of our line of thought and study. We're talking about peace. Well, peace is a common subject in our world, isn't it? It's a common subject within our land, within our society. Talk about peace between nations. We talk about peace between races. We talk about peace between different groups who have a hard time getting along, and, you know, on and on and on it goes. Well, how do we find peace? Well, we find politicians, they keep making compromises with other politicians and political parties with political parties, and in that way they try to seek peace, but then it's not very long till they come into another conflict with each other, and there goes the peace out the window. Well, maybe they've settled it over for this particular issue, but now another issue comes along, and then there's another one, and another one, and another one. We see that's not real peace. That's not lasting and abiding and profound peace. That's just getting through the situation temporarily until the next one arises, and then you've got the turmoil again. Many people, they struggle within their lives due to financial problems, due to relational problems. Husbands and wives end up in divorce, and the divorce rate is staggering, and you've got parents and children who are at odds with one another, and you've got children who are growing up in single-parent homes, they're being handicapped because they don't have both parental figures in their lives. Either they're missing the father or they're missing the mother, and so they grow up not knowing what that relationship is really supposed to be in a fulfilling way. And so they grow up and find a lack of the kind of peace that they need to have developed through the nurturing and raising of both mom and dad in the home. Those growing up years are so vital for them for the rest of their lives. Well, we can go on and on. Some people try to find peace through having a great deal of money. They'll try to find peace through buying more and more bigger and fancier and more expensive things. Or they find, you know, some people try to self-medicate through alcohol and drugs, and they find peace that way. At least they're seeking for it. But again, all of that and every avenue of seeking peace through the ways of this world is going to ultimately lead to failure in the long run, because that's not going to be lasting and abiding and deep and profound peace. Only through a right relationship with God, through Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, can anyone find true, lasting, and fulfilling peace. The peace that we all are seeking, or at least we should be. Now, as we read in Philippians chapter 4 and verses 4 through 7, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Now where? In the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Boy, have we got anxiety in our culture today. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Now there's the source of that peace. God offers us that peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. As we've emphasized, peace, the bidding of peace, is offered in 17 of the 20 New Testament letters and in the book of Revelation, and it is always associated with Jesus Christ. Now, we could say it's also offered in the gospel accounts through Jesus. In fact, we've read in John chapter 14 and verse 27 where Jesus told the apostles, my peace I give to you. In chapter 16 and verse 33, he also talks about that peace he was ready to leave with them. We're talking about a peace that is not temporary, that is not surface level by nature, but we're talking about a peace that is eternal, that sustains us through this physical life every day. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have some challenges, some difficulties, some pain, some suffering, some turmoil along the way, because life in this world, that's part of the reality of it. But the peace that God offers us through Jesus Christ sees us through that. It is an overriding, assured peace that says, well, you know, whatever develops or ultimately happens through whatever this particular challenge is that I'm going through right now, God's got my back. Ultimately, I'm going to be okay. I'm looking forward to that home in heaven where there is no more turmoil. There's no more pain, nor sickness, nor dying, nor sorrow, nor crying, no more death. That's what I'm looking forward to. And that assurance is the peace that God offers me through Jesus Christ. Christ brought us the blessing of true peace. I want us to turn to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 15 first. And here the Apostle Paul lays out the armor, the Christian armor that God provides us for. He goes through each implement or each piece of that armor. Now, we're not going to read all of those, but I just want to focus on, now, what was the message that Jesus brought? The message of forgiveness and salvation and redemption and eternal life? The gospel message, the gospel of Christ. He told the apostles to go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. Well, in verse 16 of Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul wrote, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And if we go back up to verse 15, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel message that Jesus brought to mankind is a message of forgiveness. It's a message of salvation. A message of redemption. It is a message of relationship with God through Christ. No wonder it's called the gospel of peace. If we go back to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Where do we find peace? In Jesus Christ, we find peace. In verse 17 of Ephesians chapter 2, and he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. As I said, if everybody became a true, dedicated, living Christian, we would not need peace treaties between nations. We would be at peace with one another because Jesus brought the message of peace. He is the Savior of peace. He preached peace when he came into this world. We come back to that statement in Philippians 4 and verse 7 where the Apostle Paul said that God offers us a peace through Jesus Christ. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. Colossians 1 and verse 20. And again we read, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Jesus died on that cross to offer us the peace that comes through forgiveness of our sins. And through that, eternal life with him in heaven. People think they can't be forgiven. They think they've been too bad to be good. Jesus came to offer us the peace of forgiveness, the peace of salvation, the peace of eternal life through him. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all." Look at how he is identified, the Lord of peace. And he came to give us peace always in every way. No matter what the situation in life that we may be faced with, trying to deal with, being challenged by, if we're walking with Jesus in faithful, consistent obedience, we've got the Lord of peace on our side. And we're given the peace of God that comes through Jesus Christ. We're talking about a peace that this world cannot offer us. We're talking about an ultimate peace, a sustaining peace, a fulfilling peace, an eternal peace. Have you seen somebody who has been a true Christian and you can't shake them? No matter what comes their way, you can't shake them. No matter what they're having to deal with in their physical lives, or maybe in relationships or through emotions, you can't shake them because they are sustained by the peace that the Lord of peace has given them by becoming a Christian. They know no matter what happens in this life, the worst that can happen in this life is they can die physically. But after that, they looked forward to eternal life in heaven. That peace is all-sustaining. All-sustaining. We're going to finish our study next time. We want to help you find the peace that comes through a right relationship with God, through Jesus Christ. Again, don't push Jesus out of your life. You can contact us through our website at churchofchrist.com, churchofchrist.com. Click on the email link, or you can call us at 402-498-8397, 402-498-8397. We'd love to help you find that peace that God sent his Son to bring you. Let's pray. Father, help us. Help us to help others turn to you for the peace that comes only through Jesus Christ. The peace that you offer us if we will come to you through him. Help us to help others find that peace, Father. And help us to hold on to it always in our lives. Please forgive us, gracious Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.